Lesson number 6. Father, we just thank you for this time, Father, just to come to study your word, Father, and to learn about being more filled with your spirit, Father. And Father, we just be with me, Father, as I do teach it, Father, and to learn more about being filled, Father. We ask in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Okay, the introduction, there are two types of Christians. There's a carnal Christian and there's the spiritual Christian. And this declared is in 1 Corinthians 3:1. And I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ. I have fed ye with milk and not with meat, for hitherto ye were not able to bear it, neither yet now are you able, for ye are yet carnal, for as whereas there is among you envy and strife and divisions, are ye not carnal and walk as men? For while one saith, I am a Paul, and another, I am Apollos, are ye not carnal? Who then is Paul, and who is Apollos? But ministers by whom ye believe, even as the Lord gave to every man. I planted, Paul, Apollos water, but God gave the increase. So then neither is he that planteth anything, neither he that waters, but God that giveth the increase.
Amen.
Now he that planteth and he that waters are one, and every man shall receive his own reward according to his own labor. Some assume Paul was writing to some that were lost and some that were saved. According to the scripture, that is clearly not correct. Paul referred to them as brethren and also as babes in Christ. And Paul states that he is writing to the church of God, which is at Corinth, to them that are sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints. And in Ephesians 5:18, and be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord.
Amen.
And the carnal Christian is saved, but he is controlled by his flesh or by his self-desires. A spiritual Christian is one who is controlled by the Holy Spirit, Galatians 5:16-17. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary the one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would. Paul gives himself as an example, Romans 7:13-14. What then, that which is good made death unto me, God forbid, but sin that it might appear sin, working death in me by that which is good, that sin by the commandment might become exceeding sinful. For we know that the law is spiritual, but I am carnal, sold unto sin. The doctrine of the Holy Spirit, being the most elected person in the New Testament, has caused a great deal of confusion and misunderstanding. Therefore, we begin our study by looking at what the filling of the Spirit is not, our position in Christ. The filling of the Spirit is not the same as the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And the baptism of the Holy Spirit is first mentioned in Acts 1:5. For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. And the word baptize means to emerge from the dictionary. There is no record of any being baptized by the Holy Spirit until this verse. And in Matthew 3:11 is the fulfillment of Acts. Acts 1:5 is the fulfillment of Matthew 3:11. I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance. But he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. The baptism of the Holy Spirit makes us a part of the body of Christ. This has nothing to do with being filled with the Spirit. And the baptism of the Holy Ghost takes place at the time of salvation, Romans 8:9. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. At the time of salvation, the Holy Ghost does four things. A new believer is baptized into the body of Christ. And then a new believer is indwelt by the Holy Ghost. And a new believer is sealed by the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
And then a new believer is given a spiritual gift for service.
Yes.
None of these have been sought by any believer at the time of salvation. No one has been commanded to be indwelt, sealed, and baptized into the body of Christ. And receiving Christ is all that it needed to be indwelt and sealed and baptized. And the baptism of the Holy Ghost is, the Holy Spirit is our position in Christ. And the ministry of the Holy Spirit is once for all forever. It cannot be repeated. And then there are two results of the baptism of the Holy Spirit. First, the baptizing establishes our union with Christ. Over 70 times it's said that the believer is in Christ. 1 Corinthians 6:15. Know ye not that your bodies are the members of Christ? Shall I then take the members of Christ and make them the members of a harlot? God forbid. What know ye not, that he which is joined to a harlot is one body, for two saith he shall be one flesh. But that he is joined unto the Lord is one spirit. flee fornication, every sin that a man doeth is without the body. But he that committeth fornication sinneth against his own body. And what know ye not, that your body is a temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have of God, and you are not your own? For you are bought with a price, therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. In Galatians 3:27, for as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither bond nor free, there is neither male nor female, for ye are all in one, in Christ Jesus. And if ye be Christ, then are you Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. In John 14:20, and at that day ye shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and will manifest myself to him. And the unity of all believers, 1 Corinthians 12:27. Now ye are the body of Christ, and members in particular. And God has set some in the church, first apostles, secondary prophets, thirdly teachers, after that miracle, then gifts of healing, helps, government, diversities of tongues. Are all apostles, are all prophets, are all teachers, are all workers of miracles? Have all the gifts of healing? Do all speak with tongues? Do all interpret? But covet earnestly the best gifts, and yet shew I unto you a more excellent way. And Romans 12:5. So we, being many, are one body in Christ, and every one members one of another. Believers had no part in making this amazing unity happen. However, every believer has a part in keeping that unity. Ephesians 4:3. Endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit is in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, even as ye are called in one hope for your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. One God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. But to every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Nowhere in the past dispositions is the baptism of the Holy Spirit mentioned, and in our practice in Christ. What the filling of the Spirit is, Ephesians 5:18. And be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God, and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The filling of the Holy Ghost is first mentioned in Acts 2:4. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. The word filling in the Greek, it means to be filled or controlled by. The filling of the Holy Spirit means that a Christian is controlled or dominated. The analogy compares a person being controlled by wine to the Holy Spirit. When a person is drunk, they are controlled by what they are filled with. And the analogy is used 3 times in Scripture. Luke 1:15. For he shall be great in the sight of the Lord, and shall drink neither wine nor strong drink, and he shall be filled with the Holy Ghost, even from his mother's womb. And Acts 2:4 and 13. Others mocking said, "These men are full of new wine." And Ephesians 5:18. And be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. When the Father sent the Holy Spirit to dwell in us, God has a plan and purpose. God's plan was that we would be filled, controlled, and dominated by the Spirit. And in Acts 1:8, God's purpose is that we would be a witness to Him. But ye shall receive power, and that after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the utmost parts of the earth. When the Father sent the Holy Spirit to dwell in us. Examples of people who are filled, controlled, and dominated by. Luke 5:26. And they were all amazed, and they glorified God, and were filled with fear, saying, "We have been seen strange things today." The people were filled with fear. They spoke under control or domination of their fear. And then Luke 6:6-11. And it came to pass also on another Sabbath, after he entered into the synagogue and taught, and there was a man whose right hand was withered, and the scribes and Pharisees watched him, whether he would heal on the Sabbath day, that they might find an accusation against him. But he knew their thoughts and said to the man which had the withered hand, "Rise up and stand forth in the midst." And he rose and stood forth. Then said Jesus unto them, "I will ask you one thing. Is it lawful on a Sabbath day to do good or to do evil, to save life or to destroy it?" And looking round about upon them all, he said unto the man, stretch forth thy hand. And he did so, and his hand was restored whole as the other. And they were all filled with madness and communed one with another that they might do to Jesus. They spoke under control of domination of their madness. And in John 16:6, but because I have said these things unto you, sorrow has filled your hearts. Disciples controlled and dominated by sorrow. And in Acts 5:1-4, but a certain man named Ananias, with Sapphira his wife, sold a possession and kept back part of the price. His wife also being privileged to it, and brought a certain part and laid it at the apostles' feet. But Peter said, Ananias, why has Satan filled thine heart to lie to the Holy Ghost and to keep back part of the price of the land? While it remained, was it not mine? Was it not thine own? And after it was sold, was it not in thine own power? Why hast thou conceived this thing in thine heart, that thou hast lied unto men, but unto God? And Ananias, hearing these words, fell down and gave up the ghost, and great fear came on all them that heard these things. Ananias controlled and dominated by Satan. And the spirit-filled life is simply a life controlled by the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And in the practical understanding of a person being filled with the Holy Spirit is shown in Ephesians 5:18. The person that is controlled and dominated by the Holy Spirit who dwells in them. They think, speak, and act under the control of a person who lives in them. When you are in public and the Spirit impresses you on you to a certain person, give a certain person a track, that is the Holy Spirit trying to control and dominate you. If you do not follow this, His leading, you are in a disobedience to God. Disobedience is sin. Genesis 1:16-17. And God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also, and God set them in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth. And to rule over the day and the night, over the day and over the night, and divide the light from darkness. And God saw that it was, that couldn't be Genesis there. Probably Galatians 5. I'm going to just look at that. Galatians 5:16-17. But if ye bite and devour one another, take heed that ye be not consumed one of another. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, and these are the contrary, the one to the other, so ye cannot do the things that ye would. But be led of the Spirit, and you are not under law. So that last reference he had there in Genesis really didn't really apply to that. It really probably should have been Galatians. Any comments? Uh, Brother Curtis, you want to dismiss us?
Amen.
Hey.